The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Mark Pitts at KCHA Charles City and Aaron Summers at the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Mark, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, Senator, thanks for your time. Senator Grassley, I wanted to first start with, we had the death of the Queen of England, and you'd sent out, some of your press team had sent out a picture of you meeting the Queen from your humble beginnings in New Hartford in Butler County. Did you ever think at the, when you started and first maybe got in office that you'd meet somebody of such a high high position character?
You're right. I never thought that. And it was nice to not only be face-to-face with her for maybe just a few seconds, because I think there was a long line at that time, probably just able to introduce myself as Chuck Grassley, Senator for Iowa. I don't remember any large, longer conversations. I probably welcomed her to Washington, D.C., and I hope I designate her as Her Highness, but I don't know that I did. And I would say the only other person, and I didn't really get close to the next person I'm going to name for you, but I was in an audience at the White House with John Paul II, the pontiff. And those are the two people. Maybe another one I can tell you about 3 months before he was assassinated, I had my picture taken with President Sadat of Egypt. Okay, Aaron?
Thank you, Senator. Could you talk a little bit about the American Innovation and Choice Online Act? Just kind of what does it do and what is an update on the status of that legislation right now?
Let me give you the update. It was supposed to come up in July. That's what Schumer sets the agenda for the Senate, told Klobuchar. So I called the Klobuchar-Grassley bill because she's the lead on it. And so now is it going to come up in September or October or November, December? It better, because it's badly needed. And I'll give you a short version of what it accomplishes, and if you want more information, tell me. But platforms like Amazon and Google, their platforms are also used by small business. But these big platforms always prioritize their own products. So there's economic discrimination against small business. And this would make sure that they treat small business fairly. In other words, they could not prioritize their own products over that of small business. Mark Pitts.
Senator, you recently held a roundtable discussion with some Iowa ag leaders, which included representatives from the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. A number of ethanol plants here in North Iowa, across the state of Iowa, that are eyeing these carbon pipeline plants, with a lot of opposition to those projects. What kind of help, now, again, the carbon pipelines aren't necessarily seen as a savior for the ethanol industry, but vital for their future success. If those plans don't come through, what kind of things can the ethanol industry seek for maybe help in the next farm bill?
Well, I think there is one component, Title IX of the farm bill, but it's pretty simple. It appropriates money, the more accurate term is to authorize money, because the Appropriations Committee decides the exact amount of money. It would authorize money for filling stations to get help in putting in blender pumps. And that's one way of getting E15, E20, E30, up to E85 sold and get more ethanol out into the tanks of cars. And that's the only provision in the farm bill. There's a lot of other issues that help ethanol that if you want to ask me about them, I'll be glad to comment on. But the only one in the farm bill is that. let me make also an editorial comment to you in regard to the pipeline. The pipeline is a state issue because eminent domain is a state issue. But I've had people at the meetings to listen. Even though it's a state issue, I still had some staff there, and it's highly controversial. And I think since it's a great benefit to the ethanol industry, that the ethanol industry ought to be at those meetings and say how important it is to the ethanol industry in regard to whether or not that pipeline ought to go through or not. Let's go to Aaron.
Thank you. Could you talk a little bit about what some of the other priorities that Iowa farmers are asking for in the next farm bill?
Yeah, I think two. Well, no, I guess I haven't expressed any during this conversation. Number one is prioritizing crop insurance as the best safety net for farmers. And you can understand why that would be number one, because 95% of the farmers participate in the crop insurance program. Number two would be to take care of the problems with the CRP, because the federal government is, I think they're violating 2018 law, and I haven't figured out how they could do this. But I ran into this in northern Iowa at my county meetings when people, farmers would come and say, we are renting this land for $250. This farm is now going to be put in CRP, and the government's paying $300 and $400 an acre for this. So we got to cut out the federal government being an unfair competitor to the farmer that was renting that land. Then thirdly and lastly would be more money for agricultural research. Back to Mark.
Senator, you recently met with Ryan, Heather, Reed, and Kai Roush of New Hampton and talking with him about the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. Describe the importance of that legislation for cattle farmers.
Okay. Give me some time on this. The four big meat packers dominate 85% of the daily kill. They have a cozy relationship with the big feedlots of Texas and Kansas, so that eats up most of the shackle space on the daily kill. So if you're an Iowa cattle producer, you can't get a market, or if you get a market, maybe you can't deliver for 30 days. So the Grassley-Fisher tester bill, and that's a bipartisan bill, 10 Republicans, 10 Democrat co-sponsors, would make sure that you'd have enough information through price discovery so you'd know that the price you got was a fair price and you'd be able to deliver your cattle within 14 days. Aaron?
Yep. Thank you.
Yours will be the last question.
All right. Thank you. Tomorrow is the committee hearing to discuss the Twitter security breach. Can you talk about what your concerns are, you know, on that particular subject?
Yeah, we're talking about the government going to these platforms and saying you should censor this or that. That's just unfair. And it's almost like the government is violating your freedom of speech. The government's not saying you can't read this or that, but they're going to the platforms and saying you should cut this out or that out. So the platforms become almost what we call quote unquote state actors. They ought to be sued for that. It doesn't matter whether the government does it directly or indirectly through the platforms. It's a violation of free speech. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Mark and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.